News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Our news today starts with Hollywood and the potential for war in the Ukraine. Let's start with the Oscar Awards last night, where the big winner is 12 Years a Slave.
Best Picture went to 12 Years a Slave.
Well, thank you for this incredible honor you bestowed on our film tonight.
The drama made history as the first movie from a black director to win Best Picture in the 86-year history of the Oscars, taking home the most awards during the ABC show, Gravity.
Astronaut is off-struck.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences honored the space thriller with 7 Oscars. In the acting categories, Dallas Buyers Club was a standout, with Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto both taking home Oscars for their roles.
This is for the 36 million people who have lost the battle to AIDS.
Cate Blanchett won Best Actress for her role in Blue Jasmine, and newcomer Lupita Nyong'o won for her supporting role in 12 Years a Slave.
I know soap to clean with. I stink so much I make myself gag.
The biggest loser of the night was American Hustle, tied for the most Oscar nominations and winning none. At the Oscars, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
President Obama and other world leaders say Russia's intervention in Ukraine threatens international peace and security. Russian troops have taken over parts of the Crimea region, where most people speak Russian and have ties to that nation. Our Secretary of State, John Kerry, will likely be headed there later this week.
Secretary Kerry was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if a military option was being considered.
The last thing anybody wants is a military option in this kind of a situation. We want a peaceful resolution through the normal processes of international relations.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said on CBS's Face the Nation that people in Ukraine want to be free and deserve their own way of life.
Like our position with any sovereign free nation, that's the principle upon which the United States stands, and I think all Western countries in respecting people's rights.
Kerry will meet with senior representatives of Ukraine's new government in Kiev on Tuesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Governor Walker's anticipating final approval for his proposed tax cuts. The state Senate is ready to vote on that $500 million package of income and property tax reductions tomorrow. And the governor said on Friday there is a deal in place.
Took the patience to work together to find out what individual senators were looking for, and I think we were successful in accomplishing that. So I'm confident next week next Tuesday when the Senate brings it up, we'll get it passed, and I'm confident shortly thereafter when the Assembly brings up their modifications, it'll be passed.
The governor was speaking over the weekend, so next Tuesday is tomorrow, and the governor says he is still hoping for a comprehensive school accountability bill to be passed later this spring. If legislative Democrats are successful in passing a bill that legalizes marijuana in Wisconsin, Governor Walker says he'd veto it. 20 states have laws allowing it, 14 others considering. A bill sponsored by State Rep Melissa Sargent would legalize pot for both medical and recreational purposes. There is a separate bill that would allow marijuana in pill form as an anti-seizure drug, and that has been approved in committee. New tourism commercials promoting Wisconsin were unveiled at a star-studded event in Lake Geneva over the weekend.
The new tourism spot makes pop culture history, according to Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, with Hollywood directors David Zucker, his brother Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams. The Wisconsin natives gained fame with The Naked Gun and the airplane comedy flicks. The famous trio will join their airplane colleagues at the 2014 Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism in Lake Geneva.
We reunited their airplane stars, Robert Hayes and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, who brought the Milwaukee Bucks to their only NBA championship.
Governor Scott Walker will discuss the state of tourism at the event.
I'm Jackie Johnson, WSAU News.
The land around the Cedar Creek Mall has been rezoned by the Rothschild Village Board. Much of it had been classified as heavy industrial. Now it's been changed to light industrial. Village officials say that will help attract new businesses. About 60 lots are impacted. Half are already developed. The rest are vacant, and 8 of them are owned by the village itself. Highway 51 between Brokaw and Merrill had a busy weekend. Friday's bad weather led to several slide-offs. Then on Saturday, we had a vehicle fire at Merrill 64. Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies say the fire started in the engine compartment of a pickup truck around 4 in the afternoon that backed up traffic for miles in the northbound lanes. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny skies early on today, then increasing clouds during the afternoon. Another cold one, a high around 9, with the wind becoming southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow. 1 to 2 inches looks possible with a low of 1 above 0. For your Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or light snow showers and a high of 17. A bit milder on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high around 20. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We just can't escape the very cold weather. You can get the six-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, and the zoom-in weather radar right to street level of your neighborhood anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.